All right, so it's working again. We've like we said, we're just giving this a go, so fuck knows what's happening. We're just winging it. But yeah, following off from what you're talking about, you're right on with all the I think too with is you gotta stay positive as well. Like I was looking at an account again, I'm not gonna name drop, but I was looking at this Instagram account the other day, and like their stories are just calling people out, like they're a four drive channel or whatever, and all their yep. stories were is calling people out because they've followed them and they haven't followed back, or and I was just like yep. whatever, that's what they want to do, but I was just like, fuck, like, how do you want to surround yourself by so much negativity? Like, and it is yep. hard sometimes, you can get caught up. I've been guilty myself, but it's like, fuck, like, sometimes you just need to grab, like, you know, the people that are supporting you, like, you guys have been great, my partner, some of my family, and it's just like, you know, you can get so caught up in all the bullshit and the bad comments and the bad talk, the messages and all this sort of shit, and it's, yeah it just fucks with you, you know, and, but I also wanted to, like you were saying about, you know, people that have made it, and I remember, I can't remember who podcast I listened to, but, you know, Michael Jordan, the famous basketball player, I mean, I might have mentioned this before.
Yeah.
When he was a kid, like, he's fucking famous, made millions, he's done basketball, really good at it. As a kid, he got kicked out of his basketball team because he was that fucking shit. And then same with Ed Sheeran, the singer, fucking million, famous, fucking best singer, really good singer. You can't deny it whether it's his style or not. Good singer. He played a video for me when he was younger. Fucking horrible. Probably even worse than I can sing. But he sat there and busted his hole, and he, you know, put in the work, practiced, and, you know, over like, you know, there's certain things that I might be slightly better at you might be slightly better at me, but we could probably both generally agree that, you know, we're not fucking pure naturals at it and not know everything, and it's just putting in that fucking hard work, you know, it's busting your hole, doing that video every time, and like, well, our situations are different with work and all that and timelines, but I've set myself sort of certain goals for when I want a video out, and you know, and you'd have different goals to me of what you want to achieve, and I think it's like I said, it's not necessarily like you said about subscribers, as we said again, it's not about fucking I want to be famous by such and such time. It's all right, let's set myself a fucking goal where I'm gonna bust my gut. And it's humanly natural to have your down times, you fucking you feel shit, you know. You have there's life as well. YouTube's not everything all the time.
Yeah.
And it's
100%.
You know, it's you will have your shit times, but it's just grabbing that positive stuff. I think sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in this negativity and why I've got no views, why is this shit, why is this person saying this, and it's like, fuck, what am I doing this for? Like, you gotta remember, why am I doing this? You know, I'm doing this because I enjoy making content, I throw off it, I fucking love it. I'm sure you've said the same as well, and you watch a video, you're like, fuck, this is sick, you know? And, you know, you're not just doing it for the fame, and when you're doing it for the right reasons, I think, as well, it makes it easier to keep soldiering on, you know? And, and it's...
And I think all people like say it. I think it. You know, like if you're genuine, I think people notice that. Mm. You know what I mean? Like it's people can see. I don't know. People can see right through the fake people, and I think that's that. And something, mate. Like I watch people a lot of the time. I mean, there's people out there that I wouldn't think are making a huge living out of it, but a must be generating some kind of money. And the concept of, but even people that aren't making money out of it, and the concept of when you don't put a video out going, you know, sorry guys, I didn't put a video out, and, you know, I've been busy with life, and it's just like, I don't really feel the need to say that to anyone. Because at the end of the day, like, I'll put a video out when I find the time to do it. And people will just be there. Like, mate, there's another lad that I follow who just had to go, like, he had some circumstances that changed his situation, and where his channel was, where he was at the time, he was then putting the video out, circumstances changed, and he left that area, and you know, like he said, sort of, look, guys, this is my situation, but I'll be doing my best to get it all sorted for you and keep the content coming. Mate, the positive feedback he was getting, because he's genuine, he makes fucking sick videos, and everyone that follows him was like, man, just do what you got to do. We'll just be here waiting for your next video. And then I think that's where I'd like us to be, because we work, mate. Well, look, again, I think I spoke to you about this a while back, man, with the whole, so we did the Kimberley trip, we did 12 days. What we don't know, and this is something that we're learning, is where to, the guys that do it for a living or the guys that are really good at it can be away on, say, a 12-day trip and know when that filming is a video and then when to stop it and when to start the next one. We've got no fucking clue. Like, we just film, and then we get home, and then we just edit it, and then it'll be like, oh, fuck, this video's already at 36 minutes. Oh, well, we're going to have to make two videos then, because we just don't know that yet. Whereas we watch some people, and they just fucking nail it. So that's one of the growing things, learning all that. And I said to you, with that Kimberley trip, we didn't know whether it was going to be one video, five videos, or 10 videos. And where we made a mistake, in my opinion, is we did, because we've got it in our head that if we can just do one video a month, that'd be me. You know, like if we can't essentially get that across the line, is what it is. Like, if people are still there waiting to see some videos when we get back into it, great. I'd love to commit to two. I'd love to commit to one a week. We just simply can't do that, man. We're not in that position to do that. So, in reality, that Kimberley trip that we've turned into four videos so far, and essentially have still got one video to go, is still a part of that trip, which, fuck, probably shouldn't have said that, because people would be thinking, oh, fuck, another one. The reality is, mate, I probably should have, and I said that to you, we should have just not released anything until we sort of got them all done and then done them 2 weeks apart, so it was sort of, they actually carried on to each other. But again, we don't come home from a trip. We're like, I guess, everyone. We come home and we download everything and all the rest of it. And then it's like the way we operate in life, mate, is every single fucking day we get off that we can have off together, we're out bush. So we don't ever come home. If we've got to go back to work on a Monday, we don't come home on Friday or Saturday. We're fucking coming home at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. Like, we spend every minute we can away. We come home at 10 o'clock and then, you know, nothing happens. We unpack the car, roughly the fridges or whatever we've got to do, turn fridges off. And then it's basically that week after work is unpacking the car properly, fucking downloading videos or whatever. So it takes us, you know, a few days, because we're only doing a couple of hours a night or an hour a night some nights, because, you know, you've just been away and then all of a sudden you're banging, you know, we're into another shutdown and flat out, and Fee's doing, you know, one night shift and then a couple of days and then another night, and she's just all over the shop. So it takes us ages just to get shit to a point where we're going to start editing. And then when you're only editing slow motion like we do, and for, you know, some nights, mate, no bullshit, it's 15 minutes and I'm fucking done. Like, I turn the computer off and I just say to Fee, like, I'm not feeling it tonight and I'm just wasting my time. I'm going around in circles. I'm just achieving nothing tonight. So, I can't remember what my point was in all this, but I think not being fake, not just being real. Like, if we can't get a video out, we can't get a video out. Trying to make commitments to people to people that really, do you know what, mate? Like, you'll have your followers and you'll have your people that like you. And then there'll be plenty out there that just think Faye and I are flogs, absolute flogs. Mm. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's no use trying to keep them happy or trying to befriend them and, I don't know, something different so they like us. Like,
you'll never keep everyone happy. It's like, It doesn't matter how hard you try, and heaps of people say it, you'll never, ever, ever keep everyone happy. There's always someone that's stirring shit or, like with you saying with the editing and stuff, which is actually the next subject. But like I said, everyone's, cheers. I've got my water here. like you said, it's everyone's lifestyle's different as well. Like for some people, I look at them like, how the fuck are you traveling so much? And like they're across Australia, they're doing these massive trips, some people I know, and then they're getting these videos out all the time, and I'm like, how are you earning a fucking living and still and it's not like little trips like down the local bush, they're going fucking thousands of k's away, and then they're putting out a video, and like that's why I said I'd really give it to you guys, because you're working, you're busting your hole in your own personal life, you know, paying your bills and doing whatever you need to do, and then doing YouTube, and it's not, I guess, to complain, but it's, as anyone that's listening that does YouTube or anyone that doesn't, it's fucking like, you know, you could spend, you know, 3 days filming and then it might take another 3-4 days to edit, depending on your time slot. So you guys do it after work, which like I said, I find it very fucking hard. I have to sit there and edit. Like I can't be in it for 15 minutes. I have to get my head in the zone. And it's like I said, everyone's got a different walk of life, and it's, I think that's what makes it interesting too, to see how they do things. And like I said, with you guys personally, like your style isn't my style. It's totally different to what I would do and personally like that. But like just genuine fucking people. And one of the reasons I want to get you on here, because you're just a no bullshit kind of, you know, people, which is awesome. It's fucking rare these days. Like totally, totally different sort of walks of life. Living in different areas, but I find it fascinating to, you know, like see people's journey. Like we said before, it's following the people. But I sort of want to dip into like you said with the editing. Like, I think you guys use CapCut as well, didn't you? Because your style as well, which I actually dig. I've never thought I would, but how like you guys. Your editing, or your filming style, I should say, is you seem to set up, well, the last one particularly, you set up a camera and you mic'd up while you're fishing, which I think is really cool, because it's not all this little, like my style, I guess, is I'm very edit heavy. So it's just music and fucking rah, 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 and it's just showing all these shots, where you guys are, I guess, it's more the experience of as you're fishing, and I don't know if I'm interpreting it right, but, you know, so how do you, like with your editing sort of style, I mean, I guess this is just editing and filming, we'll get into it all, but is that where you guys wanted to originally go? Does that just naturally evolve on how these videos are happening, or is it you picking it from people, or how did it all come about?
Yeah, I definitely think you take snippets from certain people. And I don't know, mate, I think that's part of the journey of just having to go at a few different things. You put yourself out there, and, you know, touching back on the guys before saying that, you know, their early videos were rubbish and you know, and so were ours. Our first couple were, like, really, really bad. When I say really bad, like, you know, they're so different to what they are now. And then you look at ours now, and I feel like we've grown heaps. And then I watch someone else, and I'll go, holy shit, like, we're so far behind that. But, mate, in all honesty, again, I watched a channel the other day who are massive. It's a massive channel, and I love their content. And I think you and I spoke about this recently, and I think everyone would be guilty of this. When you do have your own channel and you're making your own videos, I tend to now, when I'm watching other people's content, analyze it more rather than just watching it, where I think, oh, geez, they've done that a fair bit, or they've done that a fair bit. And so, because you and I laughed about this the other week and were just like, fuck, how bad is it when sometimes you sort of, you're full saying, God, I don't know why they've used that music. And it's just like, fucking hell, listen to us two experts. You know, smallest channels in Australia's history, and we're telling the big guys what music they should be using. But I think everyone's a bit guilty of that. And I think that's the thing where you do, you watch videos and you take little snippets, but I still get fascinated by, you know, people like Matty Fields from Field Days or, you know, Brody from Youngbloods, how they still just run around, how they can be so big and just run around with a GoPro. Like, it's fascinating, mate. And then, obviously, they're full hyperactive, they're flat out, they don't let you lull for a minute, so they just draw you in all the time. I don't think we could, I'd love to think that we'll just have people hanging off the edge of their seat. We're not those people. We made a little joke a while ago. We were starting, set the cameras up, went to start the video, and I got on there and said, "G'day, legends, how are you? Fucking good to be back." And me and people fucking killing ourselves laughing. And it was just like, just imagine being like that. And Fee's like, "Fuck, that's gold." And I was just like, imagine being that hyper.
Oh, he's back.
But yeah, that was a natural way you went about it, and that's not us. So I guess you just got to keep being yourself. Don't really know what our style is, mate. Don't know where we're going to end up. Don't even know where I wanted to end up or where we started. But yeah, just keep growing and keep trying different things and see where it ends up, I guess.
Anyway, the whole thing went, Jag's fucking, it's got to be something about joking this podcast because it's a joke. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about fucking editing and sort of your own style and that sort of shit. It's fucking, I think we're talking about being inspired by people and all that sort of stuff, which is, there's so many channels. And I think I had some notes down here. I think it's as well with the growing part. Like I was saying with, Graham, for example, Graham Cahill, he's a fucking legend. Well, I think he's a legend anyway. Been in the industry for fucking years. He's, really experiencing it all. And even I, because I've got a heap of the old four drive action DVDs and, a couple even with Ronnie in it and stuff like that. And I went back and looked at some of the videos of Graham.
Yeah.
And I never thought much of him back then. Thought he was fine, but then you look at his presenting back then to now, he's grown so much even from then. And, he was 100%. Flat out presenting and stuff, and I know it was a different style back then, but even just naturally, I wouldn't have a clue with their producers if they coach them or what they want exactly, but, he's grown so much and it's so natural now, and that's, fuck, how long has he been doing it? 10, 20 years or whatever the fuck it's been now, but...
I'd be 20. Mate, I don't know whether you ever remember. There was a video that 4WD Action put out. Fuck, I'm pretty sure they were 4WD Action. They might have even been 4WD Monthly back then. I know, because they weren't doing fucking video. Oh, they were doing, they were doing CDs. But there's one where Brucey goes over to Western Australia where Graham was still working at that 4WD joint. And he had shorty fucking with the big fucking wheels and everything on
that. Oh, yeah.
Ruthie went over there and drove it and did the big jump on the sand dune and all that. Graham back then, man, was fucking worlds apart. He's just this young little skinny dude with his bell bottom pants on and comes out and he's still, mate, same charisma as he has now. I think he's just a natural. He's born to be on camera. He's born to produce, man. I'm a mad fan. And then to watch him from there. And then watch him now. If I had my choice, man, I'd fucking wish he just did old solo all the time. Him on his own. He's even from 4WD Action when he's with the boys, pardon me, to where he's with the couple that are going around in the vans doing off grid, to him on his own. They're three different Grahams. Essentially, they're the same Graham, obviously, but him on his own doing his old solo, fucking loved it. I was hoping it was going to kick off. He'd be my favourite channel. There's something about Graham. I don't go on too much about man crushes and shit, but I'm just hang off his words. I just, I just love the way he goes about it. And there's something about the way he goes flat out and then slow a couple of words and then flat out again and just oh, he's fucking hectic. I love him. I just love the way he goes about
it. It's like we said about being natural as well. That's fucking him. It's that character. And he's inspirational. And I think too with I'm not talking shit about him really, but obviously it's a massive production, fucking huge, the biggest in Australia, if not certain other countries. And obviously there's a production expectation as well. And they have all their shit they need to do for all their sponsors and all that. So I think as well that can, which is actually something I want to go later on about sponsors and stuff, we could even now, but it sort of can shape the way you have to present and I think that's why I love certain channels as well about with their sponsorships. Like fuck it, we're doing that now. Like sponsors and stuff can be a bit of a testy subject, and for some people it is essential for them to go full time, sponsors, because YouTube doesn't fucking pay that much compared to, especially when you don't have that many, you're a smaller channel. It's just, it's just how it works. And so for people to go full time, essentially they need those sponsors, which is cool. I've got personally nothing against it. Big channels like 4Drive 24/7, they don't try and hide it. That's their thing, and that's their niche. And they have lots of advertisements. That's them. If you don't like it, don't fucking watch it, simple. But guess it's sort of, I feel it's taken wrong in the industry, and it's become a thing of you're not a fucking YouTuber unless you got sponsors. I got fucking, two subscribers, or I just started, I need fucking sponsors before I can film. And I just feel like there's a lot of the smaller ones that it's just got this, all the young guys and stuff just want sponsors. Like I've got a 4Drive accessory store that I'm trying to get going, and I get messages all the fucking time about, oh, can you sponsor me? Can you give me some free shit so I can review? And you look at their page and it's 100 followers or something, and, they probably get fucking 5 views on there. And, nothing about them. Everyone starts somewhere. But it's the thing of they've watched other channels and now they think that they need those sponsors. But then it also becomes a thing of when they do start to grow, certain people, not everyone, it becomes a thing of they're just fucking selling shit for the sake of selling stuff. Like they don't care who the fuck it is, what product it is, if it's shit, if it's good. They will just fucking sell it, take their pay, rah, rah, rah. And I think it's becoming a big problem in the industry as well. And a lot of people hate on it as well. But it's that's why I really respect. I know you've got a similar view to me, which my view is, I guess, shaped a lot more recently now that I've had a good thing about it now that I'm by myself. But I'll let you explain your thing, but I think it's a really doing it for the right reasons, doing it for the right companies, and it's not just a fucking show thing, just to splash logos over your videos. But what's your take on all that?
Oh, look, I mean, and again, I know I said at the start of this as a bit of a disclaimer, there'll be no name dropping, and I know, obviously I've dropped, Sarah and Keelan and Matty Fieldays and Wacker and that. What I did mean by that is there'll be no negative hanging shit on people. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, mate, I'm sure there's plenty of people that have got negative shit to say about both of us and plenty of other people, but I think the fact is that I'm happy to name drop the people that have actually been inspirational to me or to us as a channel, but just even as people and just, I guess, giving us tips and hints without them even knowing them. And one of the things that Sarah and Keelan said just recently, I'll go on about them a little bit because it's one of those videos I've only watched in the last week, and Phoebe was getting ready for night shift, having a bit of a sleep during the day. And I said, do yourself a favour, just watch that. Because Phoebe doesn't watch a lot of YouTube, to be honest with you. She's more of a Netflix person. I just don't watch anything but YouTube. So I just said, just watch it. Maybe we could learn a couple of things from, get some tips and hints, and maybe you take something out of it that I haven't, and vice versa. And one of the things that they mention in their video is for sponsors, you have to, it's good to have sponsors, but you would only ever get involved. And I think there's a bit of a confusion between sponsors and helpers or associated with or whatever. That I think there's a fair bit of difference in all that, or supported by or whatever. Having someone support your channel is very different to being sponsored. And they say in there that if you have a sponsor or a supporter or whatever, think of it as the way they think of it is, would you use that product or would you suggest and recommend that product to your mum, your dad, your brother, your nana, your best mate? And if you wouldn't, walk away. You know, it might be a lucrative deal where they say, okay, guys, we're going to, you know, we're going to give you free this, free that, free this. But it comes with a catch. Everything comes with a catch. But in reality, not really everything comes with a catch, mate. So, again, you know, we've got on our channel, you know, support from On Track Meals. And so On Track Meals isn't a sponsor of us. They are a business, an amazing small family, when I say family, like Aussie business, who essentially started the business around supplying meals to people doing the Kokoda Trail. Exactly what those meals are designed to do. And the business has grown, and now they're supplying meals to just average Joe Blows like ourselves or whatever, yourself, anyone that's hiking. So they're sort of a bit of a broad, their food can be used in such a broad array of environments. Now, the reality for us was, we'd spoken to the guys and just said, hey, we've got some trips coming up on our quad bikes. So we bought, we seen them, we stumbled across them, we bought about, off the top of my head, about $400 worth of meals for one trip. And then they spilled on to the next trip. And then we contacted them and said, hey guys, we want to buy some more meals. We're going on a trip. We've got some other people coming with us, and we want to introduce them to the meals. Is there any way that we can help you guys, you help us, essentially? Could we have another discount code, or if we were bulk buy in the future with a few of us all bulk buy, could we, you know, look at a discount or whatever? And they said 100%, we'd like to go a little bit better than that. We'd like to send you out some meals and some of our newer products. And we said, could we use your name on our channel? And they said 100%, absolutely. So in the background, did they do their research on us and see that we only had, I think at the time, mate, you know, like, I don't know, maybe 300 subscribers. At that time, probably a couple of our videos that we put out had bigger views than what our recent ones have, because we were doing the fishing and the fall driving rather than the quad biking. But I don't know, they just seen something in us that was just, we'll throw you some meals, we'll look after you. And they're still doing the same thing with us now. And again, now, that's not a sponsorship. They have asked us to, I guess, or mention their meals or do a little video for them. I think that would be like common sense, and I think that's a respect thing. Yeah. I don't think that's as such a requirement. They haven't said you have to do this, you have to do that, and this is a deadline or whatever. They just said, hey, guys, love to throw some meals, love what you do, just love the people you are. Just when you have a meal or in a different environment, just can you do us a little video? 100% we can. So I think that's the difference between supporting and sponsorship and all the rest of it. And again, we had a company reach out to us. I know I told you this, but we had a company reach out to us probably nearly 12 months ago when we had, like, I don't know, at that stage, probably 100 subscribers, a few views, and it was just like, you know, again, just this little tiny channel when there's all these other millions of other people out there doing it. And they reached out to us and asked us, would be interested in reviewing or trying some of their cast iron camping gear and reviewing it. In return, they would just throw us a few freebies, And mate, I said straight away, guys, I have seen your gear before. I think it looks like quality. I've never used it. I don't know anyone that's used it that looks mint. But to be honest, we've got an overweight Land Cruiser, and our whole goal is keeping as light as we can. Cast iron just doesn't work for us. So I'm not going to, for the sake of a free skillet and a friggin' camp oven, go through all that bullshit. It wouldn't work for us. And I would suggest that when Sarah and Keelan were saying that's essentially what they're saying. You know, like I could suggest to my parents to go and use a cast iron camp oven. But if they're looking to try and keep their setup light, don't fucking use cast iron, mate. It's heavy. If you're a weekend warrior where you're chucking an Espy in the back, your swag and a cast iron camp oven and going away to the Glasshouse Mountains for the weekend, fuck yeah, use cast iron. Good gear. Mint. But for us, when we're going away for 3 weeks at a time, 10 days at a time, 6 weeks at a time, when we did the Simo trip, double Simpson Desert crossing, fuck mate, we were weighing like way overweight. We had fucking so much gear in there, mate. If to go from a cast iron camp oven to a spun steel camp oven was everything to us. So we weren't going to rip a sponsor off or a supporter or a supplier that was going to offer us something just for the sake of it. So for me, when it comes to sponsorship and all the rest of it, I think the more you get involved in it, probably the more it'll bite you on the ass. And while we're small, because we couldn't commit too much to people anyway. Like, I think if you're going to get a sponsor and people are expecting you to put a video out a week or, mention their name and everything, I don't know. Like, I don't mind the fact that I used to hate, mate, I won't lie, I used to hate people dropping names. 24/7, they're dropping the names all the time, and I used to hate placement of stuff. I think there's a line. Again, in my opinion, I think there's a line where you can draw. But I mean, for me, I'm doing a podcast with you. This podcast is all about reaching out to smaller channels. I'm a small channel, or we're a small channel, and I specifically said to you full open thing here, mate, when we set up the cameras for this podcast, I said to you, can I have me fucking sign in the background? And you're like, yeah, it looks mint. I'm going to get one. Because, again, that's product placement. I want people, because not everyone's going to know me bald head. Someone might see this podcast. Let's hope it goes fucking viral and a million people see it. But even if one person watches this and it's someone random and not just you and me, someone sees that sign and goes, oh, fuck, what's that about? Watches the channel, decides there and then, they're shit, whatever. Or they say, oh, fuck, yeah, sick. So yeah. I'm sort of a little bit more, I never used to be into that, but I'm a little bit more, I've changed my mind on it a bit, mate. Where it comes to a bit of product placement or just, if you believe in something, I don't fucking put it out there. Without, I shouldn't have to say Red Dust Adventures 50 times in this podcast just to let people know who I am. But if it's just a little, if it's just a bit of a sign or, I don't know, just, I'm a bit torn on it, mate. Because I'm not an expert, so... I sort of struggle to have too much of an opinion.
I guess I see it from different sides, having my business. Like I said, I get messages and people asking and you're like, oh. And I feel it's an exchange of services. Like, it's people just think, all right, we'll give you fucking couple hundred bucks of shit and, sick, we'll slap your sticker on there that three people will see and fucking job's on, Like, it's... like you said with your version, I think small genuine businesses see that as well. When you're genuine about a product, you've used it, you're not just, oh, hi guys, I've got this many subscribers or whatever they want to do, etc. But they see that, they're like, well, you fucking genuinely believe it, you're not talking shit, you're not just in it for fucking free shit. You're generally, you're offering it to buy it. I'll admit I got sucked into the whole sponsor thing early on. I guess I just followed the crowds and I'm thinking, like, hang on, like, Like now I sort of, I struggle, or I'll, if I want to work up a deal or something, it's not, I'll give me something free and it's like, okay, maybe I am small. I only get this many views. I'm not, you know, there's potentially heaps of other pages and stuff like that, but maybe you give me a small discount. I still want to buy it, or, you know, I want to believe it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I generally love working with the smaller companies too. Like, yeah, I do have a few.
Yeah.
A lot of my work with my business, that's sort of how it all started. But, you know, it's, I generally do believe in my product, and I've talked to you about it before, the Bridget podcast. And I sort of, I've watched their channel before. And it's not my niche. I love the style, the quality, the editing, all that sort of stuff. But the actual content is a bit different to me. They're aiming at, you know, new stars, and I still applaud them for it. They're trying to inspire people, which is something I want to do as well. But 100%. I listen to a podcast with her, and fuck, dude, proper respect for when she started talking about all these different things and like sponsors and shit, and I guess that's don't press that whatever, but influencers, and it's fucking true, because like you influence someone and you're using it and they believe you, and you know, not everyone's in a place where they can go splash money around, and they will take your advice to say something is good, and if you've just taken it for the wrong fucking reason, and then they've busted their hole for 6 months to buy this product that you've recommended because they've watched one of your videos, and then it fucking breaks or whatever, and you've just taken it for a cash grab or whatever the fucking reason is. It's, you know, it's shit. Like, it's, I'd feel bad. You know? And like I said, my views change. And like, I'm not trying to shit on anyone or any businesses, or it's not what I'm trying to get out of here, but it's you gotta have it for the right reasons. It is an exchange of services. You wanna, me personally, this is like, this is my views. You wanna believe in the product. And yeah, I don't know, it's just it's just the flooded market lately. Like, I see it a lot. And as a business too, I want people to buy shit. Like, so, you know, that's how I make money, and so I want people to advertise my shit, and as a YouTube aspect, I'm like, okay, I don't want to flood my videos personally with marketing stuff, but I still want to support these great companies. But then also I look at the business side, I'm like, fuck, I want every single person to have a discount code, because I want my name out there. So it's a bit of a catch-22 as well, like different aspects of how you look at it. And literally each to their own with the channels. Like, fuck, if you want to flood your channel with marketing or whatever, fuck, that's your challenge, your business, your thing. If you don't, you know. It's just interesting to hear different people's views. And like I said, with that Bridget one, I really, really respect her view on, like she even said, she'll work with a company for a year, but you won't even see it, because she wants to fucking make sure, put it through its paces before she gets paid or whatever it is, whatever the deal they have to recommend a product. So it's just interesting to see people's views on it.
Absolutely. And look, I think, again, it comes down to when we were saying before about making people happy. One of the things I feel like I've learnt, and I think that I'll spend more time implementing in the future. And I think a lot of people will say it, when you're starting out, you know, if you want to have a crack at a channel or whatever, and you're starting out, there is that mad nerves about what will people think and how will people judge me, and regardless of whatever you choose to say or do or be or whatever. I think the reality, and because I watch a lot of YouTube, and I feel sometimes like I owe it to people to show them respect and watch their channel or whatever. But what I've learnt, mate, is that your bigger channels, nine times out of ten, those people actually don't even watch fucking YouTube. They don't even look on Instagram. They're actually not following anyone. All they're doing is fucking head down, bum up, focusing on their channel and their life and fucking living their best life. There's a part of that I think I'd love to implement. It's not my nature, man. I'm actually, I'm always giving a fuck about how other people are feeling. And look, I mean, behind the scenes, I was talking to someone the other day about the whole, you know, in the background, I genuinely, if I see a post and I see someone put something up, I don't get on there so everyone can fucking read it and say, hey, mate, how you going? Just fucking checking in. I do that as a private message because I don't want people to think, oh, listen, let's fucking suck up. Man, I actually genuinely give a fuck about people. And I want, you know, like, I'm mad on, you know, this the whole fucking men's mental health movement. It's fucking huge. And it's got bigger within the industry. And I think a few people are cashing in on the whole mental health thing. And some people are doing it for a genuine reason because they've suffered from it themselves or they're around people that have suffered it. And, yeah, I have quite a few good yarns in the background, private messages with some really good lads, and they all know who they are. And just reach out, you know, how are you? How are you travelling? I think more of that needs to happen where we just sort of we go back to just being genuine people, focus on ourselves, do the right thing as you can, but sort of go back to just, again, focusing on yourself and not giving a fuck what everyone else is thinking about you or what everyone says you need to do or you have to do or just sort of selling yourself out. Or just, like, yeah. I think that, and again, that's why I say there's a fine line with the whole with sponsoring and, you know, selling yourself out for the sake of trying to get subs or get bigger or whatever. Some people are more active. Some people are go about it. Everyone, you know, makes their videos differently or whatever. So I think, because I've been guilty, mate, in the past, mate, no fucking mistake about it. I've been guilty to judge people. Perfect example, mate, Matty from Explore Life. Used to love his stuff back in the day, and then I just started to think, this bloke's a fucking absolute flog. And I'm like, I won't lie, I won't hold that. And if I seen Matty, I'd fucking tell him to his face. I watched a podcast he did, listened to a podcast he did, and fuck, man, went full circle on him. Like, I was just, man, I actually thought you were a flog. He's an absolute legend, like, a genuine man. He fucking set his goals, He's fucking just gone about it. He wanted something, and he's all he's done is just fucking put in the mad ass hard yards and got to where he is today. Fucking hats off to him. I listened to that and said to myself, like, geez, you fucking wrote him off quick. Like, I not wrote him off quick, but I was just like, fuck, I'm sick of watching this vlog. Like, fucking just, yeah, but man, fuck, just, and I love him. I just think he's done really well for himself. He's worked hard. It hasn't been for free, man. He's been given fuck all. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, he's been given heaps of shit as he's gone forward. You know, the bush company jump on and supply stuff and that for him. But again, I actually just thought he was just grabbing shit for the sake of grabbing shit. He genuinely uses the fuck out of all his products. He puts them, like, through and loves them. Like, yeah, so there's a few people out there that I've sort of changed my tone, and they've actually been inspirational to myself and the way I think I'd like to be later on, you know, just sort of try. I think the biggest thing is one of the words that I say on my board, mate, is stay true to yourself. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we've all got a bit of chopper read in us where, you know, don't let the truth get in the way of a fucking good story. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just staying genuine and being yourself. And people either gravitate to it or they won't, mate. So I don't think sponsors are going to get you across the line. And I don't think fake news is going to get you across the line. I think if you, again, I use the word organic, mate. If you stay organic and you stay real, people will follow you eventually. Otherwise, you'll be able to look in the mirror and go, yeah, well, I had a crack and I fucking did it just by being genuine. So that's my sort of take on all that, to be honest with you.
Well, it's hard with the, as well with the social media, like you said, watching his content and you thought something of him, and that's why social media for me is it's a tool. You use it to promote. Sometimes I can personally get used to getting in the thing and watching people, and sometimes it takes up too much of your time, but it's a fucking face, like you said, with filming and stuff. Like, I've listened to the same one with Bridget, and they were talking about Sam Miles, and, you know, like, I can't comment, I don't know him personally, but I heard some people make comments on at the show he was at, and he said, oh, You know, he keeps to himself and rah rah, he's a fucking flog and all this sort of shit. And they were talking about it and they said, like, some people are, you know, it's like, for me, example, I can present on camera, talk on camera, and it was not a natural. It fucking took me a long time. Still not a natural. Like, I'm still working to get better. And fuck, at the start, I couldn't say anything. And now it's just become a thing. I don't know, the same with you guys, or you just don't even think about it, just talking to the audience. And then, like, now I met someone yesterday, and they're like, oh, you jagged the Joker, and organising the cleanup thing anyway. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, here we go again. Video dropped out. Hey, we're back again, peoples. Fucking the Professionals podcast. So, anyway, I was talking about how people are on social media.
Maybe we could call it the Time Wasters one.
the Dickie Internet Connection podcast. Time Wasters. I was talking about social media and how people appear different. And like I said, Sam Miles, some people commented, oh, yeah, he's fucking the flog and rah, rah, rah. Wouldn't talk to people. And then I was just saying how, like, I can present on camera, right, but then I'll go talk to people and I don't know, I'm just not used to it yet. When people come up, I don't know them and I'm all right in a social environment, but
yeah.
And I was thinking about yesterday when I talked to them, I didn't really say much because I was just shocked that someone come up to me and not saying fucking famous, I think, but you know, they recognize me from stuff I've been doing in town. And I was thinking after, I was like, fuck, I probably appeared so fucking rude because I didn't know what the fuck to say.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know what that person thinks of me, you know, I don't really care, but what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, different angles and different aspects you can create this opinion on people. And like I said about Sam Miles, he said, oh yeah, he says a flogging shit. But then I was listening to a podcast and I mentioned him and they said, he's a really energetic on camera, but in a setting where you're at a show, he said he struggles. Like, he said at the end of the day, he's just fucked. Like, he's, and, you know, it's, we, I guess as humans, are so fucking quick to create an opinion on someone, and I'm guilty, as so many others are. And, you know, you can never get the, you don't get the whole story behind it. Why is he like that? You don't ever ask that question. You're like, fuck, I watch this guy, I support him, rah, 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 why isn't he fucking giving me all this attention? And rah, 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 and it's, and then it's the same with social media. Like, you know, some people, and you post the stuff that goes wrong, but most of the time you're taking a photo, oh, I'm on the beach here today, guys, having a beer, and, oh, yeah, I've just fucking bought this new car, and, you know, you don't fucking sit there posting, oh, for fuck's sakes, I've just lost 10 hours of fucking editing and rah rah and being a miserable channel. You always, it's just the natural thing to grow your brand or whatever, is to show your best side. So it's, I don't know, it's always, I try and now keep it up in my head and I'm still fail at it. But, you know, before you go judging people, like, think about the whole picture, you know, you fucking, the dude could be, and I guess that comes into that mental health too, as well as social media, like, where, oh, so quick, people are so quick to comment and fucking bag him out and talk shit about him, and they don't know that, you know, his best mate might have passed away or whatever the fuck the reason is. He could have some serious shit going in your life, and your poxy little comment can affect someone so much. So it's really important to, I don't know, I guess really think before we act with this sort of stuff, you know.
100%, and I think that's the thing where, again, mate. You know, and this will sound like the fucking floggiest thing I'll fucking say all day, probably, but the reality is, mate, if you're going to get on YouTube and you're going to put yourself out there, there will be people who watch you, or there'll be, I guess, people who see you on Instagram or whatever. I don't think it's a thing of people think you're famous. I think they just can relate to you because they see you.
Yeah.
So, like, you, again, mate, we're, I don't know, just like, I don't know whether you've ever heard of the unprofessional travellers, Jaden and them. Like, we've followed them for like the last couple of years. It's like, they're fucking absolute characters. And they just go about their business doing their thing. We're just yarning to them and they said, oh, look, we're coming through the fucking Pilbara. Love to catch up and, you know, have a beer or whatever. And so, yeah, pop over for dinner. Well, now, we've done that with a few people. Yeah, it was fucking blast on by and whatever. And I'm not really into... If I say to you, mate, I'll be there for a beer, I'll fucking be there for a beer. If I say I'm going to come for a barbecue, I'll come for a barbecue. These guys reached out and just said, oh, you know, I'd love to catch up. And it's just like, yeah, sick. And I'll be honest with you, at the time I was just like, oh, fuck, I won't see these guys. But anyway, it would be cool if they turned up. And when they turned up, like, you know, and they did, fucking absolute genuine legends. They turned up with the Prado, boat on the back, you know, traveling down the coast, and it was a school night for me, like work night, and yeah, I had to go to work the next day, so I couldn't drink piss, had a couple of beers with them, but all of a sudden it was like fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, we're just there on the yarn, it's like fuck, because they're just traveling, they got no timeline, and it's just like, and Fee had the day off the next day, and it's like, I'm gonna fucking go to bed, I've got to get up, and like, I had 2.5 hours sleep, mate, and had to go and do another 12-hour shift, so it smoked me. But the reality was, when they were here, I think for the first probably half an hour, I was guilty and just like, oh, I was a little bit, I don't know fucking how to explain it, like almost a little bit starstruck or something, like, oh, I see these guys on fucking on Instagram or like, they don't have a YouTube channel, that, but it's almost because you see them, like, put themselves out there and you watch their little videos, it's almost like they are semi-famous. Yeah, they're not. Yeah. Fucking none of us are, mate. None of us are fucking famous. But it's almost, I don't know, mate, it's that, I guess, and some people deal with that differently. Some people deal with it that the way I would explain it, mate, you know, like, when you're a footballer, kids look up to you, and so you can't be down the pub being it, like how you would be with your mates out bush. You sort of got to pull your fucking head in and be a bit different. No different to, mate, there's been a couple, I won't lie, this is how, I guess, to explain that properly for me. We've got fucking personalised number plates. We've got our stickers on our car. It was only just the other day, old mate cut me off and I fucking felt like just telling him how much of a fuckwit he was. And then I just, whatever you flog. Exit them, because, mate, years ago when I was a young fella, I used to get in road rage, and people used to work me up. I haven't been like that for 20 years, since I'm free, to be honest with you. But the reality is that concept of, imagine me hanging out the window going, hey, you fuckhead, or whatever. And, you know, I've got fucking personalised plates, me stickers all over me fucking car, and, you know, that could, for one, you know, at the end of the day, like, your car's going to be down the fucking car park in another couple of weeks' time and old mate wants to decide to put a big scratch up it.
Yeah.
Secondly, the biggest thing for me, man, is, like, there could be just some young fella, because you don't know all your subscribers, there could be some young fella here in town who watches, or, you know, or an older person watches Fee and I and goes, oh, that's those fucking cool dudes, Red Dust, you know, like, those old hacks that can't fish for barra. And look at hanging out the window being a fuckhead.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's 100% with the – it's – I had the – sort of went through a thing a while ago with the other channel I was with, and it's sort of like, yeah, not that you have to fucking not be yourself, but you have to be mindful of maybe some little things that you did that – and that's what comes with this influencer thing as well, that people are you're – like we said about just – for example, at the sales stuff, that you might inspire someone and then they pay their money, but it also becomes a thing with, you know, like rubbish. That's a massive one I'm trying to work on at the moment. But, like, you know, what you do can inspire people. That's where that word influencer comes from, 100%. Because you influence people, not that you're fucking famous or you think you're a fucking whatever. It's the actions that you do. So if you're doing something, so I was sort of mindful of, you know, like, there's a series I want to do. I won't go into it, but, you know, we wanted this vehicle to go on these tracks. And I'm like, you know, generally I would have sort of simple thing as not being licensed. And it's like, oh, yeah, and I could fucking get down there, miss the cops, it's like, well, what the fuck am I promoting, you know? Simple thing like that. Probably wouldn't hurt 100%. Anyone. I wasn't any going to be any near any people. Someone watches that. Oh, that's not licensed. Oh, fuck. I'll just go buy a car and we'll go down there. Next minute, there's an accident. Someone gets hurt. You know, that's how, you know, it's an exaggerated thing. But, you know, it's very mindful of, you know, and I guess, like, bad examples are like social media these days, people cutting up and all that sort of stuff, and just become this big thing. It's a cool thing to do. But it's, yeah, like I said, personally, I've had to change a few things, just being aware, I guess, of what I'm promoting. And,
Here's something that we spoke about. I know we've spoken about this, you know, behind closed doors. And one of the things that, and because this will be slightly off topic, but again, it's all in context essentially. I spoke about how, because we don't do this for a living, and we're not doing it, I guess, for any other reason than just to make videos or whatever. One of our videos we put out, I was driving the car and I had a can of beer in my hand. And I had a couple of messages, like just private messages, saying just be careful with that and it's probably not a good look and so on and so on. Now, that's what I was saying to you. So for me and our channel and where we are as people in life, I'm never ever going to hide the fact that I have a beer. I'm never ever going to hide the fact that I swear, because that's me. If I was to hide the beer all the time, and I'm not saying drink driving, I'm just saying hide the beer, or if I was to, I just got ahead of myself before and said the word I wasn't going to say. And unfortunately, I can't take that back now, unless you read it out. But the reality is, I swear, and on the videos, and even like today, I'm swearing heaps less than what I would normally. If this was you and me sitting in the backyard drinking piss, fuck, there would be heaps more swearing going on, because I swear a lot. But the reality is, if I spend my whole time pretending that I don't swear or I don't drink or whatever, I'm not achieving anything for me, because my kids would watch the videos and go, like, who's that? That's a fake dad, because my dad doesn't, like, talk that proper. My family would, my friends, and certainly the wider community that one day will get to know us and say, like, yeah, like, well, when we met him, he was really nicely spoken, but on his videos he fucking swears a lot. Well, at the end of the day, when you meet me in real person, depending on the environment, if you've got young kids there, I'm not going to be just dropping the F-bomb all the time. I know how not to swear. I obviously work in an environment where we're not allowed to swear every day. But my reply to those people when they were commenting about the drinking was, there's a bit of context there. And unfortunately, I don't have time on the videos or feel the need to explain why I was having a beer. So as I explained to them, we live in the Pilbara. For our local camping spots, they're not generally 20 minutes up the road or half an hour up the road. That particular video, that particular spot where we're camping at, just on the highway from home to get to the dirt is 4.5 hours. It's a big fucking drive, mate. And we're leaving at 4:35 in the morning. You know, we get there at sort of that 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. We've dropped onto the dirt and let the tyres down, drove in, you know, low range, basically 15 kilometres, it's 30K or something into camp. Another hour on in low range, just driving along, pulled up to get a load of wood, got the load of wood on. It's now 12 o'clock in the day. I'm on fucking holidays. I work hard and deserve some time off. I'm in the bush, a million miles from anyone. I've got about 15K to go to camp in second and third low range, or first, second high range, traveling at about 15 kilometres an hour, and I've just cut a load of wood. It's 12 o'clock on my holidays. I'm fucking drinking. That's as plain as it is. I'm not doing 100 kilometres an hour, 110 kilometres an hour down the main road. I'm not driving around the estates. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere having a beer. Should I hide that off the video? I didn't even think, to be honest with you, mate, it's that natural to me. Just, I got in the car and Fee's like, fuck, be beer o'clock, wouldn't it? It's like, 100%. Mate, we've got a fridge in our centre console. Sometimes there's beers in it just quietly. So we fucking grabbed a beer and we cracked a beer and no seatbelt on, sitting on 15 kilometres an hour having a bevy. Like, I don't know, mate, if you don't like that sort of stuff, Red Dust Adventures ain't for you, because that's what Red Dust Adventures is. That's how we live. And I'm not going to change the way I live for the sake of YouTube. So you either take it or you leave it. And I think that's the thing, mate, where I guess there's probably... Oh, fucking hang on. I think there's too many people... Can you edit that out too? Good job.
Yeah, probably.
I think there's too many people trying to pretend that they're someone that they're actually not, mate. And I just don't get that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's...
I don't know where I went with all that, but I was just sort of making the point that, you know, Sammy Isles is Sammy Isles. If you don't like him, don't fucking watch him. You know, and for us, the same, mate.
Mm. But it's... I think it's, like, for me personally, it's... Yeah, again, it's... Me, it's trying to find that balance of, you know, staying true to yourself, but then not promoting the wrong thing at the same time. And it's, being respectful. Yeah. And, like you said, one of my recent videos, we were on the beach, and because we're fucking, you know, as you know, with filming, you're out, in, out, trying to set up cameras and rah-rah, and I was trying to get all these shots, and we were driving up to the next spot to set up the camera, and again we're going like really slow, and then after I posted the video, I was like, "Fuck, I don't have my seatbelt on in that thing." And it's not something we've done it when we were kids, like sat there going really slow. You know, you're only putting along. We're not the ones to go fucking flat tack. You're not near anyone. You're not doing anything gnarly. Just putting along the beach and. Didn't have my seatbelt on, and I was sort of torn about that. I'm like, fuck, do I need to edit that out? Do I need to cut that out? And it's sort of like, I don't know, it's the one thing that's like, well, no, you don't want to promote not wearing seatbelts, but then again, it's like, well, maybe use your fucking brains and use the context of we're not on the highway. I'm not saying fucking don't wear your seatbelt on the highway, but I'm setting up a camera, I've just hopped in, flicked the cord to tell you what I'm doing, and then I'm going to stop 10 metres up the road, hopped out, and it was the same with the Bridget podcast, was one of their videos. She didn't have a seatbelt on, and she said she got ripped for it. And she said, well, what happened was I fucking was up on the hill, took my seatbelt off to check a rock, and then because, you know, what seatbelts lock on, she couldn't put it back on. And so she had no choice. Yeah. And they're fucking ripping it for her. And it's, it's getting that balance of, like, fuck, people need to use their brains maybe and have a bit of context and think about it, you know, like it's, why do people follow like the lost shepherd? Like, fucking use your brains, not just blaming everything on someone else. But anyway, that's a totally different subject. I wanted to go roughly podcast going quite well, isn't it? Apart from it stopping. Wanted to go on, like, obviously we've both been discussing behind the scenes of growing the channel. Like, we sort of touched on it before. You're busting your hole, putting in the work, and you're not growing, and you're like, I've actually wrote down before, because I've been really studying lately about, like, growing YouTube, but a lot of the videos aren't camping or forward driving, so I've been trying to study and research how do you convert that from what to do to grow your channel, put that into my channel, like keeping it me. I don't want to change my thing. Maybe there's little things I can change to make that maybe help grow or make it more watchable, but I still want to be me. I still want it to be my style. And we've both been discussing about, like, you know, fuck, what are we doing wrong here? Like, are we just enjoy it and just have fun, or do we need to take more notes on maybe we do change a few things here and there, or, like, what's your take on all that?
Yeah. I definitely think it's a growth thing, mate. And again, what do you want to get out of it? We want to have fun with it. We want to grow and learn. And I mean, if we could, I said to Fee just recently, mate, Andrew St. Pierre, absolutely love the way sometimes he annoys me. But I love the cinematic way he does videos, and it's almost like a movie. I've dreamt of that, and I've dreamt of, I guess, making videos like that. I just don't know how to do it. Mm. And then, you know, like I said to you, with the home movie style, it's all, we're not doing that deliberately. We're just setting up a camera. And to be honest with you, we set up the camera and just sort of hope that we capture a fucking barrel getting caught, to be honest with you. Yeah, and then it just turns into me just sort of throwing my car stand into the water instead and making a flog of myself. But I think that's a part of, I don't know what part I like more, or, you know, again, someone else who watch, another big name who does no transitions at all. But then I love watching people do transitions where you'll see the car coming and then going. And but then I don't know, like, so I think I'm guilty, probably like many of other people. Sometimes you lose sight of where, when you're editing, you sort of start to lose sight, or even when you're out there filming. As a beginner, I think you lose sight of what you're actually trying to achieve and what looks good and what doesn't. And I don't know, the experts, again, I talked about, like, you know, Manny from Explore Life saying how it didn't take him that long, probably 6 or 12 months, where he could just jump out of the car, know where to put the drone up. He pretty much had his video start to finish in his head before I even hit the beach. Fuck, mate, I'm so far away from that. I've got no clue. Like, I'm winging it the whole time. So, so how do you, you know, to answer that in real form, I don't know how you, I think it's just a learning curve. You just keep growing, you try things, and I don't know whether you change things just because you don't get views. I mean, because, mate, to be honest with you, some of this YouTube shit, as my minimum time in the field and my knowledge, you can have a fucking really good video, but put it out on the wrong day, and it means fuck all. Like, I've seen some people's videos that have got bugger all views, and they're absolute classic videos. And then I've seen, in my opinion only, some absolute dog shit videos, and they fucking skyrocket.
Yeah.
It's like, in all seriousness, like, and we sort of laugh. I've got a mate who's, he'll know who I'm talking about if he ever does watch this. There's a bit of a running joke with a particular person we watch, and their videos are fucking on, exactly the same videos. You can basically know what you're going to see before you even click on the thumbnail. Their videos are on repeat, essentially, but there's something that they do that fucking just gets a view every time. And, you know, we're spoken about it all the time. I joke about it, mate, and I know you and I have had a laugh about it. I've said to Fee a heap of time, babes, get the fucking G-banger on. We'll go viral. You know, we laugh about that, man, because that's the reality of it. Sometimes, like, you know, and we know, like, see, you're taught as a kid, mate, sex sells. And that's a real world thing, you know. And Fee's just like, gives me that look, you know, that, like, you're a fuckhead. But and we'll never go down that path. I wish Fee fucking would, but no. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, that's that thing. Everyone's got different styles. Do you grow? I don't know. I'll probably get off track a bit, but I as I'm saying it, I'm thinking of different stuff. I've watched other people grow, and what they put in place, and I guess you know, I've seen dog shit videos go viral just because of a G-string or a, I don't know, something. Words that you use, I think by nature, the world loves drama, and I'm starting to learn now, thumbnails are everything, and if you basically say, I lost everything, or I destroyed the car, or I don't know, just shit that's just catchy that everyone thinks, fuck yeah, carnage, drama. Yeah. Oh, mate's lost everything. I want to watch that because, I don't know, we love to watch. Everyone, you have a look on YouTube at all the fails videos. They're viral, mate. Everyone loves to watch other people get hurt or lose shit or damage shit. It's human nature that's like that. And just like, mate, our last video put out, like, you know, the car's broken without even driving it. And that was the reality. You know, we parked it up. But the car was fine, parked it up, spent like 6 or 7 days on the quad bikes. The car didn't fucking move. Hit the key, and you know, I've done it. I've done an alternator. Like, why? I don't know. Well, just happened, but that was the reality. But I believe. Oh well, I thought, and it hasn't worked. I thought that thumbnail of saying that would work better than still no Barra, because people fucking know I'm not catching Barra, so I don't even fucking keep telling them. So I mean, I don't know. Like, so I don't know how what the answer is for growth, man. I think you keep whacking away, you keep having fun with it, and you and I spoke about this the other day, man, about just overthinking, overanalyzing shit. And it could just be as simple as you put it out on the wrong day, you put it out at the wrong time, you happen to put it out you put your video out on the same day as fucking Matty Fieldo's put out a fucking cracker. So you're just like, you haven't got a look in, you know what I mean? And I think, to be honest with you, mate, I think one of the things that I just watched a YouTube video last night. Yeah. Another couple of weeks, absolutely froth, love their content, man, is Reef Addicts. Josh and Larissa, I just love their content. I love them. I think they're absolute classics. They're good kids. I'm when I say kids, because you know I'm old enough to be their parents. They're just cracking kids, and they're out there having. Their videos are on point. They're meant, and they said at the end of their last video that people have been asking to do longer videos because they do like a short video. Their videos are generally in between that 12 and 18 minutes, and people are asking for longer videos. Whereas I'm starting to think our way of videoing and the way we go about it, we need to do shorter videos and we need to make them a bit more compact and draw people in a bit more. Because, fuck, as you can see right now, like, I'll just ramble on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people will get a minute in and go, oh, fuck, this old flog book, see ya. So, I don't know, is that part, I think that's part of the learning, man, you know, not comparing yourself with someone and thinking, I want to do content like them, but not being able to actually do that. I think that's a big thing. I don't know how to grow, man. I fucking wish I did. But what I do know is I won't be buying fucking subs and I won't be cheating the system. If there's a way, and I think I said earlier, mate, you know, if there's an app or if there's a software thing that we can buy that actually streamlines our process, that teaches us how to do thumbnails properly or teaches us how to cut the editing time down, I'm fucking all for that now. Like, the reality is, mate, whatever we're doing, fuck, it's hard, yakka. And it's made me, like I said, in the last couple of months, think, fuck, man, I'm just too tired. Like, I'm, you know, everyone talks about that burnout thing. Like, how can you get to not even 400 fucking... Oh, you know, we've just gone, we're 400 and something, just over 400 now. Like, we're 400 subscribers and I've hit burnout already. Fuck me swinging. What's the future for us?
Well, I think it's the...
If that's going to be the case, man, we've got to try something.
Yeah, it's finding that balance with it all as well. Like, you want to be growing, but you also want to be enjoying it. But I think, too, with, like, the growing thing, like, there is key points that... Because I've been, like, fucking probably too much. I've been studying, like, fuck, even Shannon and Mrs. said, just, like, just need to fucking chill a bit. But I want to fucking do it. Like, I mean that. So I've been studying videos flat out. And I was talking about the other night. So I did a test the other night on, because a lot of it comes down to is, like, you want people to click. So that's where your thumbnail comes in. And then it's. A big thing from YouTube, from what I understand, is you want people to fucking watch as long as possible, get those watch hours up. So I did a test the other night with, I was like, fuck, are people, are my videos just not getting out to enough people that they're not enjoying it? So I wanted to do a test. I paid for an ad to fucking see if they'd watch it. And I was discussing with you.
Yep.
And then we're like, fuck, bro, like the subscribers went up fucking flat out. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yep.
That's crazy. Like, is that how easy it is?
Yep.
And then and it turned out my video was shit and I'm like, I can watch it very long. So that's the data I wanted. But and then we were sort of talking about like paying for subs. It's like, fuck, bro, you could literally, it cost me $7 for 60 subs. And I'm like, fuck, you could chuck a hundred in and lead to 1,000. Like, but one, it's, I think it's the personal thing is,
yeah,
like,